I love flying. I was 20 years old when I experienced my first air flight. Each time flying, there still comes a moment when I'm just captivated by amazement. Amazement simply overwhelms me. I love being amazed. I love being captivated by awe and wonder. I'm happy each time I hear the captain saying, "Prepare for arrival." It's then kind of fun to watch the flight attendants go to work and seeing passengers begin to gather up their belongings and preparing to deplane. Prepare for arrival is a good theme, I think, for every Advent. Prepare is a good and important word for us. Like almost everything we do in life, we need some kind of preparation, some kind of getting ready. On a plane, there are cabin doors to make ready. In school, we have to prepare our homework and study in preparation for that final exam. At home, we prepare the house and make meals ready when we plan for the entertaining of guests. If we happen to be expecting a baby, we prepare a nursery, as well as make mental and physical and emotional preparations for what is about to happen. At this time of year, we all make preparations for being ready to celebrate Christmas. However, the reality is that we're not always ready when Christmas or any other major event happens in our lives. That was certainly true for me 39 years ago at the holidays. 39 years ago, I became a dad. Without warning, my son Nick is adopted, so his arrival was a bit more difficult to predict. Nick's mother and I had reviewed and been down most all of the adoption routes. We had made all the necessary adoption contacts. And we kept hearing over and over again reports that, oh, it's going to take at least 3 years and that we should just get on with our lives. So we set about the task of waiting because it just seemed so far away. We didn't ever think about doing any preparations for fear that we would just become disappointed and discouraged. We didn't even tell our parents and friends. Yet, almost 9 months to the day of our very first contact with a lawyer and a doctor regarding the route of private adoptions, on a very snowy December morning, a day that I had started out for a meeting 2 hours away from home and then turned around because the snow was blowing so badly, I got a phone call. And the voice on the other end of the line said, "We have a new baby boy born less than 24 hours ago, and you may have him if you would like him. He was born a few weeks early, but he appears healthy. If you want him, all you have to do is say yes." As you can imagine, the next few days were just whirlwinds. We called our families, and we called our friends, and we made like a wild dash to Target and Kmart. And within 24 hours of that phone call, we were holding our beautiful newborn baby son, a child born at Christmas. Oh, we were so ill-prepared parents. We hadn't gone to any parenting classes. We didn't even have anywhere to put this precious child except for a drawer from an antique chest of drawers that had belonged to my grandparents. We carefully prepared a bed for him. But then came a friend from the church knocking at our door with a handcrafted wooden cradle for us to place our baby in. As those early days pressed on, we were both exhausted as well as energized. We were so blessed to have friends and neighbors and family members help us. Such people have surrounded us ever since. Nick turns 39 today. I just can't help but think of the miracle that has happened, that he has made it to adulthood, even though he had a set of parents who were so poorly prepared for his arrival and for the task of parenting. This personal experience of mine seems to fly in the face of the Bible passage for this morning, a passage of Scripture which is talking about preparing and getting ready. We find here in Matthew's Gospel, John the Baptist paving the way for Jesus. We're reminded on this second Sunday in Advent that the event we're preparing for is rooted in, but goes far beyond Advent and Christmas, as we look forward to the birth of Christ and forward to the day when Christ will come again. Here, in this third chapter, we hear the call of the Baptist. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Christ came. At Christmas, we celebrate his birth, but we also believe that Christ will come again. The kingdom, the reign of God, is yet fully to be realized. It will be a reign marked by justice, peace, righteousness, as embodied in the words of the prophet Isaiah. Christ will return and usher in this kingdom in all of its beauty and fullness, all of its awe and wonder. It will be a time of deliverance and grace, a time of judgment. This we hear in John the Baptist's call of repentance that demands an active response from each one of us. John has gotten the people's attention and is trying to prepare them for the arrival of the Savior. He's preaching to the people of his day a message that soars throughout the centuries to our moment here today in worship. Prepare the way for the Lord. John is echoing the words of the prophet Isaiah. He was making a reference to the people of that time would have clearly understood. The message, as it comes from Isaiah, was to remind the people of the necessity of preparing the roads for the coming king or ruler who would lead them. It'd be like us today getting ready to welcome the president into our community. Every detail of the president's itinerary would have to be carefully crafted in order to make everything run smooth and safely. There were a couple of things the people of John the Baptist's time needed to do to be ready for a leader's arrival. They were to prepare the roads by clearing them of all obstacles. They were to smooth out all of the bumps and dips that would make the ride bumpy and rough. I mean, we can get a pretty good idea what those roads might look like when we think about what our streets and roads are like around Ames in the spring after a harsh winter. Our worst roads would no doubt have seemed like a cloud compared to the roads of that day. The roads were terrible. Travel was rugged and dangerous. To be asked to prepare the way for the king meant making the path smooth, less blocked, cluttered with obstacles. And so in the same way, John the Baptist called on people to do whatever they needed to do to prepare for the arrival of the one that they had been waiting for the Messiah. Today, the message is the same for us. John would urge us to do whatever we need to do to prepare for the coming of the one that we've been hearing about and looking for, to be ready for the one who promises to change life as we know it. Every year in Advent, we're encouraged to get ready for Christ's coming. Yet it seems that most of us are not really there. I mean, we're not ready. The truth is that just in the same way Nick surprised his mother and me by coming when we least expected, so it is with God. God's blessings come to us in such unexpected, surprising ways, at such unexpected and in some of the most unlikely places that it's easy to miss out if we're not really open and ready. God can come so suddenly. It's fair to ask, how is it possible to ever be totally prepared? A couple of suggestions I would have for you, my friends, is that we can be ready for Christmas this year if we are, first of all, willing to say yes. Saying yes to whatever new and surprising comes to us into our lives. I cannot imagine what my life would have been like if I had said on that December morning in 1983 to the doctor, "Oh no, we can't. We're not ready. We don't have a nursery set up. No supplies." I'm so grateful and glad that the answer given that day was yes. And I've learned from that. You and I may never feel ready enough. We may never feel good enough. We may never feel capable enough or worthy enough for anything as overwhelming as God's unconditional love and grace. But that's not the way that God sees it. God offers it to us anyway. We just have to be willing to say yes and accept it. God's love is a gift freely given, and it is a gift for you and for me. Being ready for Christmas really is about being ready to say yes and accept the surprises that come to us during this time of Advent and Christmastide. And then a second suggestion I would have for you this morning is the necessity of learning to slow down a bit. I mean, I kind of go at a pretty fast pace. I need this. The necessity of slowing down a bit, to stop, to look, to listen. It's a matter of being open and ready to see what is right in front of us. Sometimes we do just need to take a deep breath in the midst of the hustle and bustle and simply relax and let God in. Just maybe when we're feeling so anxious and overly preoccupied with all that's on our minds as we stand in the middle of a mall or in the middle of a big store feeling overwhelmed, just maybe that is a time we take a moment of time out. We get a cup of coffee, we sit down, we watch people. We really do listen to the carols playing, all the while remembering what Christmas is about. So many times, God breaks through to us in some very unexpected and surprising ways, and we just need to be open to receive. That happened to me during Nick's very first Christmas. Since he was not expected, I had all the chores and responsibilities of a busy pastor to attend to, and I tried to keep every one of them without missing a beat. Yet in one moment while running errands, while trying to do it all, I do believe it was the angels who helped me. I was out driving from one place to the next, and the carol, "O Holy Night," came on the radio. And then that was followed by "Silent Night," "First of All Sons" in German, just as my deceased grandpa used to sing it at our family Christmas gatherings. And before I knew what was happening, I was rushed with emotions and tears started running down my cheeks. I was so taken by the words that I just had to stop the car. I wasn't sure what was going on, and it wasn't until later that day that I more fully realized what had happened. God had happened. God had broken through to me. The truth of the Christmas message became real to me in a way that it had never been experienced. In those moments, I knew the wonder of God breaking into my life in a surprising and touching and beautiful way. The truth is, church, you and I may never feel we're totally ready for Christmas, but our preparations really have nothing to do with the shopping, the wrapping, the decorating, the baking. Getting ready for Christmas is really, really all about slowing down and preparing our hearts to say yes to God's incredible love and amazing grace. With that said, we also need to clearly hear the prophet's call that comes to us in the midst of it all, a call that demands attention, that call to repent, to be open to taking time to confess where we have gone wrong, where our lives have departed from how God intends us to live, and to confess our faith in Jesus Christ. This is the ultimate preparation. And remember that confession and repentance needs more than just our lip service. We need to be about showing fruits worthy of repentance, as the Gospel of Luke would put it. We are to live our lives by God's standards of justice and peace and integrity. Wherever we are, we're called to act with honesty and fairness. We are to stop being the oppressor of any kind. This means that we do begin with how we treat everyone every day, our attitude toward our community, how we treat each other at home, how we treat people in the workplace, how we treat each other as we go about our busy lives in the world, such as how we respond when we encounter those long lines of waiting and those no parking places or the impatient people during this holiday season. The Advent call of God offers us an opportunity to prepare for the coming of Christ, an opportunity to live our lives in such a way that they will bear fruits worthy of repentance. How will we respond to this gracious opportunity? How will we prepare to live out our lives with the kingdom values embodied and seen in our Savior Jesus Christ? What do we need to do to prepare for arrival? What will you do? I have a habit when I'm flying to set my watch to the time of my destination. That helps me to start living in that time zone. I really think that is the way it is when it comes to Christmas. Maybe we need to set our clocks to Christmas time and prepare to live into this wonderful moment, to be amazed and to be captivated once again by awe and wonder. Thanks be to God. Amen.